Blog Talk Radio.
Initialize sequence now.
We're now at the approach phase. Everything looking good.
Each dribble with your own outward.
And our grid control is good.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
the new hip-hop and R&B station that plays nothing but the best in entertainment. This is
Rush Grooves,
only on Bone Fantasy Radio.
Good evening, and this is a history-making event in a sort. This is the first edition of Men's Night. Yes, good old Friday night is Men's Night right here on Bone Fantasy Radio. If you're a man and you want to get in with us, you can call us at 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Give us a call if you're a gentleman. Ladies, if you want to call and join in on the action, you have to wait until the first over, as did for us. Tonight, so our way of no, I don't want to say getting back, but our way of getting ours, okay, in return. Here we have someone on the line from the good old 614.
What's up,
Black Reporter?
Yeah, what's up?
Let's how's everything?
Just chilling.
Anyway, so the topic for tonight's first edition of Men's Night is dingbat women. Now, what is your definition of a dingbat women or a woman, John?
Sometimes they can be a pain in the ass, man. You know, but you got to live with it. But you know, I don't let it bother me.
Okay. The word dingbat reminds me back to the old Archie Bunker days. Mm-hmm. You remember what a dingbat was back in the Archie Bunker days?
Oh, yeah.
You want to try to pass it on to the audience and remind them what it was?
God, I can't remember, but I know it was like, it was really shit mostly. The man did all the work and the woman stayed home.
Okay. And she didn't say much.
No, she didn't. Usually if she did, he told her to stifle it.
Exactly. Stop for yourself, exactly. Stay in your place and don't give 2 cents, don't give your 2 cents worth, because it's not gonna be paid much attention to anyway. And would that be considered to be the same way today as we would call bitches?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering.
Yeah,
some ways
it
would.
Yeah.
You know, but, man, 805-830-8320. If you got something you want to pipe in with John and myself, as we are going to get this kicked off and everything. And John, since you are the first official caller in to the show, I'm going to make you my unofficial guest host for
tonight. Okay, that's cool. That's cool.
If you got something you want to get off your chest, go right ahead, sir. I mean, you got the floor.
I'm enjoying myself for the night, just chilling. I thought we'd have more people, because it's a first time show,
Yeah, I thought we would too, but then show right out of the box and everything, and we got to get us a little promotion and everything. But at least. You were there, and I know who is called, quote unquote, I know who my friends are. So
they'll be calling once. Yeah.
Huh?
Hopefully the ladies will call in tonight.
Oh yeah. to dog everything that you and I have said and everything to call us out and everything. But then, by the same token, when the regular show's on, mostly it's you and I are the only men on a regular basis who are in there on a regular basis when we're in with a bunch of women. So seeing that it's you and me now doesn't really make that much of a difference, you know. I'm not going to lie to you. I have a Crush back at the home base taking care of all the equipment. Crush, I will void the no women for a short period of time, but do we have any in queue possibly on hold that are coming in, or...
I got all my girls that came, Black Reporter. They, all my girls, shout out to the women of Full Fantasy Radio, Black Reporter, because all the girls.
On hold?
All the girls that showed up to the show, even though it's men's night, all my ladies are in the building. Shout out Baton Rouge, shout out Brooklyn. I'm over here in the Bulldogs. I'm not even going to comment on the topic just yet, but I'm going to say this, Black Reporter. Y'all was crying and whining, why don't we have a men's night? Why don't we have a men's night? And sure enough, I make us a men's night, and,
well,
you know.
Yes,
just
yes,
know,
yes,
so
yes.
You,
well,
I'll give you,
we, you know, we won't complain.
Right, I'll give
we
you
We won't complain.
And, you know, let me take the reins of the show, because, like, you know, thanks, John. Shout out to John. John could always hold us down, but, you know, us ladies, we know about some dingbat chicks. Don't we, ladies? Don't we, Frick? We know dingbat chicks.
That laugh is only one laugh, and I know that laugh.
Don't we, Frick? Now, I came up with a... Maybe this was just too much of a topic to just shoot out on the first show. I'm thinking that was too much of a topic to shoot out on the first show. But, you know, there are chicks out there that are just way, 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 way too gullible. You know?
But you know something? That does tell us one thing. That if we ever decide to take on a Friday night for the entire show, it can be done.
No, it can't. No, it can't.
Why?
It can't.
It's a consistent thing, because I do my parties, babe. So Friday night, I'm either shopping or I'm I'm doing something on a Friday night. Like, this will have to be like a once a month or once in a blue type situation.
You're probably walking around in your negligee.
At least, every other month or something like that, I'm doing something. But this wouldn't be a regular show.
Okay. Understandable.
Huh?
Understandable.
All right. Did I get lazy? No. Like, what? This is my day of planning and doing all the other stuff that I didn't get to do on Wednesday and Monday.
And Thursday.
Right. Okay, so I'm going to do it like this. Right now, you're tuned into the Locker Room Woman's Takeover.
Shut up, Clark.
Just joined the conversation. The woman just booted the men to the side.
That laugh was too evil.
Look, like y'all can see me on camp. I'm snapping my fingers and shaking my neck like, girlfriend. We know about some thing back bras. And Black Report, you act with those be bitches? Yep, they can be bitches too.
Yep.
Didn't deny that.
And these are the bras that are just so gullible. You know, you can sit up there and tell them the sky is purple, and, you know, because they're so fascinated by you or, you know, want to please you, they'll agree with everything you say. That's what I consider a dingbat card. Another dingbat situation is this girl is doing everything for you, and you do nothing. You have to do nothing. But as soon as you complain, she feels some type of way. That's a dingbat, bro. Listen, I got situations. I brought it up in a man's point of view because I know there's men out there now. Y'all men ain't getting off easy neither. There's men out there that just love them some gullible bitch. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Gullible chicks. Okay?
you were probably right the first time.
Y'all feed them all types of eggplant. All types of it. Y'all just give it to them. Shove it down their throat. And they're willing to... You talking to my man? What? those dingbat bras. Like, Mom, you calling the wrong person. You're supposed to be calling your man's phone, not mine. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I've had it where a guy called me or text me, and I'm texting back, and he calls me, and the girl snatched the phone out of his hand. Why would you do that?
That's dumb.
And then, you know what? She feels some type of way when you give her the 411. Well, hold up, Ma. I don't know nothing about you. As far as I'm concerned, this man is single and he ate my pussy last night. Let me just put it to you that way. You know, and she huffing and puffing and she want to come blow my house down and everything in between. You get what I'm saying? Like, don't open that can if you're not ready for the whoop ass. That's it.
Right.
You know, check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Go fishing for it if you ain't ready to get back what you done fished for. You called my house. I didn't call your house. You called my house. And you snatched your phone away from him. So I don't have no reason to lie to you. I have no reason to not tell you the truth. I have no reason to sit up there in front for this guy. Because as far as I'm concerned, you was never brought up. He didn't think about you. He didn't mention you. He didn't consider you important. But you're so gullible, instead of kicking him to the curb, you sitting up there riding his chick, trying to make him feel like he's the best thing that ever happened to you. Oh, my God. Let me shut up.
Sound like you're giving me something personal there.
It's not personal. It's just that I've seen it. You get what I'm saying? I've seen it happen. I've seen it unfold. I've seen it, and I've experienced it. I've heard it. I've witnessed it. And these bras, these dingbat bras that's out there, they have taken a movement.
Dumbness to a higher level.
It's not even dumbness. They have made it a movement. Like this, like if you don't do these things, then you're not worthy. If you... You know, it's crazy. It's crazy how y'all men can, how a man, not even y'all, just have a man can have that much.
Dinners to shove down their throat.
Can I say power, y'all? Can I say how a man can have that much power over
power
men?
Yeah.
Right. It's crazy. Then, I'm not even talking about the women that have very low self-esteem. I didn't even go down that road. And they bend over backwards for these no good men. And these men, they know their man no good. They done seen the pictures in the phone. They done got the text messages. They done got the email. They done hacked his Facebook account. And, you know, they see all this stuff. They on his tag. They see all this stuff. But yet, you know, he didn't do no wrong. You know what I mean? They treat him like he didn't do no wrong. And I'm sorry, there are just some men out there, and you know, I can't even call them, I don't want to insult men in that and call them men, but there are some males out there that are just and no excuse about, you know, there's no excuse. I'm not going to say, well, that's their upbringing. That's what they've seen. That's the environment they came up of it. Screw that. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, screw that. And I don't know. Am I not talking too much?
No.
Did I just run with it? Okay, I'm going to shut up now.
If I didn't know any better, it's not like something personal.
You keep saying that. Like,
yeah, it does.
Trenton, New Jersey, the 856, the one, the only, the awesome Bless Child is in the building.
Bless was God before the land. Bless, I appreciate it, bruh.
No, let's go.
The women had to save us.
Yeah. Where the hell are all the guys at?
Hey, I put it out there. But, okay, Bless, we're talking about dingbat broads. Give us your take on a dingbat broad. I done took up 5, 6, 7, 10 minutes of it. What is your take?
A dingbat broad.
What is your take?
Dingbat broad? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, you said thing back broad.
Right, thing back. A dumb broad.
Oh, but I think about some broad.
Mhm.
Some of them think I'm the straight up dumb.
Mm.
Straight up dumb.
Smart. From the side, it'd be mostly smart ones that dumb.
Mm. Say it again. I didn't hear that part. Say that last part again.
It'd be mostly the smart ones that dumb.
Mmm. Woo.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even go down that alley.
That think they got shit but don't have shit.
Ooh.
You got chicks out there with college degrees that a nigga don't got, but they go through the bullshit they go through.
Mmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And why is that? What is it about a man? That's my question for y'all men. What is it about a man? Is it men, or is it just that person? Is it the opposite sex? Can you blame that on the opposite sex, or is it really just that person? Like, they're so screwed up on the dynamic of man woman relationship. In my eyes, this is what I'm just saying.
You can't blame it on the opposite sex.
Mm-hmm. That's personal.
Anybody play like a male? As a male get treated, like a female get treated dirty, she on Facebook, they don't talk to that male.
Mm-hmm.
You knew from the get, you chose to stick around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I said, man, get to know your mate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, it's about being yourself, it's about one gonna be there for you. They gotta get out their mind. You know, that thing is a perfect relationship.
Mm. Right. So, ladies, don't have me sitting on the soapbox all by myself, ladies.
What it's like? No, you're getting hung out.
Quiet on you.
I know y'all know something back broad. I know y'all know what I'm talking about. I know y'all can relate to what I'm talking about. What some comments y'all want to add to the situation? Mrs. Baton Rouge.
Lady C.
Brick, y'all with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Good, girl. Scared me with you.
I know for a fact you know.
Tell me what you got. What you got for me? Dingbat broad. What's the first thing that popped in your mind, Mom?
First thing that popped in my mind?
Mm-hmm.
The chicken heads.
What was it?
First of all, you got to look at it this way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Most of these dingbat broads, okay, they ain't never had no man, I guess, or whatever to, you know, first of all, there are a lot of weak-minded women out here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them suffer from low self-esteem, and basically they go for the first man that tells them they pretty. They think that this man is just their world, okay? Because
mm-hmm.
not a lot of guys looked at them or whatever, and I guess they figure they find themselves fortunate that this dude thinks that they good-looking. And when in reality, the dude is looking for not what I can do for you, but what can you do for me.
Mm.
So you got these dingbat broads out here, okay, that sit here and confuse good sex with a good man, okay? They confuse the two. Just because a man is knocking your head back in the headboard, okay, knocking you out, basically, he's knocking the sense out of their head. He's got you screaming, clawing the walls and all this other stuff. And when you get up, you're just a little bit stupid. So what he do, he roll over, he be like, baby, give me a sandwich. Okay. And we then go bop to the refrigerator, get the sandwich or whatever, and that's where it all begins. That's where the nonsense begins right there.
Time out. No. And let me just say this. I realize what I missed. I hate nights when Rick takes the night off.
He didn't take the night off. She was here last night. She was through the whole show.
I just couldn't get through.
I know she was there. Right. I know she was there. But we didn't hear her voice.
Oh, you are simple.
We don't hear you, dear.
But you know what? You know what, Brick? I'm a comment on your thing real quick, and I'm gonna let you get back to what you were saying. Now, honestly, so you know, it may be hard to believe, maybe hard to accept. But at one point, the Crushed Heart was a dingbat chick. Yes, I was. When I was younger, and I thought that, you know, this is the way it was supposed to go. If you do everything that the man asks you to do, if you have the dinner made for him when you get home, if you have if he coming over, if you have the games, I had the video games, I had everything. You come here, it's time to relax. I'm that chick. I'm that chick that's going to let you, you know, be you, be a man. You want to kick off your shoes and walk around in your boxes or naked, you can do that. You know, my Mitsukasa, Yosugasa type situation. And what kept happening, I kept getting robbed. I kept getting robbed. Every time one day I woke up, the cords were still there, but the PlayStation was gone. Then I go and I look for a video game. The video game was gone. Then while I'm in the kitchen cooking, making this sucker a plate. Okay, folks, I'm in the kitchen cooking, making this sucker a plate. I go, and you know, from the lead, not only did he ask me for money, okay, he asked me money so he can get home. He asked for money. I also made him a plate, folks. Okay, and come to find out, he already went in my purse.
Ooh,
let me tell you,
in my purse.
Truth be told, Crush, that, okay, you said when you was younger, I'll have you know that it's a fact that back in the days, this was an epidemic. I think what you stated just happened to basically about 75% of the black women during that time. Because at one point, because I know about 5 different females that happened to. And so it's not just you. I don't want you to think that, why is this just me? No.
Right.
This was an epidemic back then. It was all part of the black man's game. Okay? It was all part of the games that men play. Because they would do that. They would come there, befriend you, or whatever. And while you sitting there thinking you all about them, they casing the joint, seeing what they can walk out the door with. My friend had her PlayStation stolen. She had her VCR taken. One guy even rolled the TV out of her house. Remember back in the day, they had a TV on the wheels, like the real old models?
Right.
She had an old TV, and it still worked, okay, from her grandmother, all right? The guy asked her, she came in, she invited the guy in or whatever. She had to go use the bathroom. She went upstairs to use the bathroom. Homeboy rolled the TV out the house. Now, mind you, when she came out looking, nobody on the street seen nothing, right? But this man is rolling the TV down the street. Okay? All she could do is sit there and cry hysterically. And that's because that was just a part of what they was doing back then. Okay? And to answer your second statement about how you was that chick who let them in, let me tell you something. Like I said, you weren't the only one. But what the black woman, what we didn't factor in was the man's greed. Okay? Men are greedy.
Right.
All right? So we were taught back in those days to be hospitable, especially if you have Southern parents. If you come from Southern parents, they automatically tell you the woman is supposed to do this, the woman is supposed to do that, the woman's supposed to take care, you offer them something to eat, you always supposed to have some kind of food or something cooking, something always got to be baking when a man comes over. This is what we was taught, okay, what we've seen in generations. So basically, you didn't do anything wrong, like I said. This is just what men have been doing for some time now. And what we didn't factor in was the fact that now if you get a Southern man, if this was back in the day, and a Southern man, he would appreciate what you were doing. Okay, but we got these city slickers, okay? And they see it as, they're going to see exactly how many marks they can get before they sit up there and remember, see, I can get a PlayStation from here. That one got an Xbox. That one got a flat screen. God case the joint. Okay? Don't you think that when Super Bowl came around, guys were sitting there thinking, who got the biggest TV? Oh, I'm going over to this one because this one got the biggest TV. And she always cooks. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But we women, we lay traps like this for men.
Some women know how to appreciate that. Some men know how to appreciate the women.
Yeah. I don't know none of y'all appreciate
not all
nothing.
Men,
I don't want to hear that shit. Let me tell you something. Y'all don't appreciate it. You don't appreciate it.
I have to say, please.
I'll be like this. She said, one thing I'm going to disagree with, she said, that's a black man gay.
It's not
no black man gay. Because a black man doing it, it's not the black man game. It's the ignorance of that person.
It's the ignorance of that person. Exactly.
That's your game. Okay. Let me tell you something. Y'all probably listen. I don't know where y'all come up with this shit. Maybe y'all sit in the barbershop and come up with this shit. But it's your game.
Ain't nobody gay. That's a dude. I don't care if it's black, white, Spanish.
Yeah.
I can only speak outside my race.
Hold up. That's why a lot of females are happy because they get the ignorant ones and they try to compare the ignorant with everybody else. You can't compare the ignorant with everybody else because everybody don't think like that.
Exactly.
That's right, my brother.
Okay, let me tell you something. I bet if we run down both of y'all history, we probably find a whole bunch of skeletons buried up in y'all closets. So come on here acting all self-righteous, okay? Y'all are guilty of playing some games with women's hearts, too, okay? You're guilty of it. Nobody is on this phone here.
Yeah, but that goes
both ways. Manipulation.
Right.
Everybody's manipulated on this phone.
Both ways. It may go both ways, John, but this is man's night. We talking about deadbeat men. Y'all didn't want to step up to the plate. I mean, y'all got the floor. This is y'all night. Yeah, I mean, Black Reporter sitting in the corner. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, hold on. I mean, I just need some men.
Yeah, but not all men are going to use women, man. I mean, that goes, one bad apple.
Y'all may not use them now, but you are not without fault, and you probably used them sometime at one point, okay? Mm. Even if it's to the point where, I'm going to go to so-and-so house because you always cook. Even if you did it for a meal, you did it sometime. I'm going to go to this one house because I know she cooks. That's the same thing.
Let me check your mind if you think all men think like that. All men don't think like that.
But nobody's ever met.
Hold up. You got men like me. I won't take from a female because I feel less like a man.
Exactly.
I feel less like a man. I won't take from no female.
So you ain't never said, you know what, I'm going to go check Shorty because I know she cooked on Sunday. Even if you did something like that, you still going over there for the meal. I cook myself.
That's how I was raised. And everybody, just because you got these deadbeat people, man, you got real cats in the hood that look, man, this is shit that we go through every motherfucking day. When you don't have something,
you just do it out? That's it? Let's just say you want to watch a game and the cable's off. So you just say, oh, well, I guess I can't watch the game. Or do you say, yo, I'm going to go check so-and-so because I know they got the game on at their house, right? You go check so-and-so. So you do the same thing with a female, okay? Even if it's something from getting a plate of food to watching a game, she got a bigger TV.
That's where your mind messed up. I can't watch the game. I go to one of my friends.
My mind ain't messed up at all, honey. My mind is just right.
I brought one of my friends out to watch the game. It got to be a female.
But okay, all right, well, okay, but you still using somebody for something, right? Everybody uses somebody sometimes. That's what I'm trying to say.
How does that use somebody? All right, that's my man. I don't got the cable. Anybody can do it to watch the game. That's not using nobody.
So you ain't. So what are you over there for? To watch the game, right? That's using them.
And I got to watch the game. I'm going to be a name today.
Oh, forget it. Go ahead, Crush.
Anyway, folks, he's talking about TV.
I'm not going over if he has to drink all that beer. I'm bringing beer too.
All right, but you're still using them for their TV set.
All right. Let's do this. We'll be going back and forth all day. If it doesn't apply, let it fly. If that's what it is, you got to take it like it's shit. That's it. Once again, I've never met every man in the world. I've never come across every black man. Like, I've never came across every type of man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going by from my experience and from, you know, the guys I come across. So, you know, if it doesn't apply, if this is not you, then so be it. You know, you are out there. Continue being the so-called good man that you claim you are. You know,
there are words that will kill us. You can't say that crazy. You got to go to one of my friends' house to watch a game and say I'm going to use it.
What you said, there are
words that will kill us. All, never, you know.
Yeah.
You don't use those words.
First of all, these shouldn't be words that kill you. First of all, you know that I don't know what you're going through. You get what I'm saying? I've never met you, black reporter, so I could put you in the same category as the rest of them, only by what you tell me. But at the end of the day, I've never sat up there and broke bread with you. You get what I'm saying? I'm not going to change my thoughts, or I'm not going to rearrange how I speak. Just because your ego is not going to take it, because if your ego is bruised, therefore you must have been that person in that predicament. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly. A real man, some way you figured that predicament.
You get what I'm saying? It may not have been yesterday, it may not have been 2 days ago, it may not have been last year, but somehow, some way, maybe in your younger years or something, you've been in that predicament. You've been that guy. So now you feel some type of way. You get what I'm saying? But this is how I speak. I'm not going to sit up here and sugarcoat anything. Men.
Understandable.
I say it just like that. I'm not going to change it because, like, once again, it's my thoughts. Just like I'm not going to ask you to change your thoughts. But I understand.
I agree with that too. But how I was raised, a real man go by the action. Don't talk about it. Just do it.
Yeah, be about it.
That's great. The real man don't talk about how I do this. They didn't do it.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay. But back to my...
Hold up. We won't go back to the day when people take over you. There's been times that chicks don't take out over on me. Nah, I did it because it's kind of my heart. You got me chicks that I would mess with that had kids that when they were starving, I send them money. I'm not doing it because they take over. I did it because, look, man, I'm a man of God. You feel me? I truly believe that. I'm the type of dude that go out and hit a homeless. Now, I don't give the homeless no money. I'm the type of person, you starving. I got a couple bucks in my house. I'm going to the corner store and buy you something to eat.
Yeah.
Y'all can't judge every man over the fucked up man that fucked up shit up. And a lot of men that you fucked up, a lot of men fucked up, I ain't gonna lie to you, a lot of men fucked up shit because of the way they think.
But, like, you know, it sounds good, and the perfect girl, that would not happen, but bless child, that happens with everybody. Everybody does. Everybody does. So, you know, at the end of the day, you got to learn how to grow either a thicker layer of skin, or you need to just roll with the punches. If that's not you, then fine. That's not me. But at the end of the day, everybody does that. and they go by, and then, like you said, you got to dictate by the actions. Well, the actions of these fucked up dudes have put everybody in that category. And one man can make one woman hate all men, to quote our favorite guy, R. Kelly. But it's part of human nature. It's part of human nature. And I'm sure it's vice versa. I'm sure it's vice versa.
Also, you got to think like this, man. We serve a wonderful God, man. You believe in God, we serve a wonderful God, man. Also, yes, everybody go ahead, downfall, but your downfall make you stronger. Your downfall don't make you stronger. That means your belief is weak.
Right.
We all go through things that make us stronger.
Right.
Just because that man fucked up, you can't put him in that same. You can't put the next man in the same category.
Yes, I can.
No, and
yes,
you gonna fuck up.
Yes, I can. You know why I can? Because my God is just that good. He gave me free will, so therefore I can will and think whoever I want to think. You can't sit there and tell me I shouldn't or I can't do this. Yes, I can. I can
do
that. Should I do it? Should I do it? No, that may be another topic. But once again, these are my thoughts. These are my expressions. You feel a whole other thing.
We all go through trials for tribulations.
Right, we sure do. And we all get categorized, whether we want to or not. We all are put into a category. You do it, black woman do it, I do it. Y'all all put people in categories. You do. And it's just how you need to grow a thicker skin and accept it or leave it alone. If that's not you, then fine. That's not you. But we all do. Like I said, in a non-perfect world or a perfect world, it wouldn't happen like that. But because this is what it is, that's how it's going to be.
Remember the simple phrase. That which does not kill us makes us stronger.
Right.
Our body.
Mm-hmm. All right, Black Reporter. This is your puppy. I'm just holding the tail.
Super fluffy for Miss LaCrush Fart.
Thank you for your words of wisdom. And your words of wisdom, Rick. You will always be attached to this program, and we are looking forward to the debut of your program here and very soon. Okay. 805-830-8320, 805-830-8320. Give us a call and we will get you on the air as soon as we can. Crush, who else we got to hold?
Well, we did have Little Debbie, but she left us. Little Debbie left us. So right now, is everybody here? Everybody's unmuted right now. We got John, we got Bless, and we got Pastor Brick, who came to the show, and you know, we just flipping everything on this axis right now. We're talking about the dingbat broad, the women's takeover. You know, we had to jump in here.
Okay.
We couldn't leave. We couldn't leave Black Reporters. You know,
we also said there was dingbat men.
Huh?
We also said there was dingbat men, didn't we?
Yeah.
Did we?
Yeah.
Bro, you just mentioned it, how you got ripped off, man, with your PlayStation cooking for somebody. So that's a dingbat.
Right, I was in the middle of a thought, but then I got cut off. So.
Hey, you know where this guy lives?
Right. So it didn't really. You know, everybody.
Does that guy still live in New York that ripped you off?
What?
Does that guy still live in New York that ripped your PlayStation off?
Wow, what you gonna do? You gonna
email him? We gotta find out where he is and beat the shit out of him.
You gonna email him? You gonna email him a video of a beating?
No, man, we'll get his address and steal your shit back. Hey, is this your PlayStation? Okay, I don't know if these are your games, but I got them for you anyway.
No. My point of my story was, in the beginning, was that I was one of those things that broads, okay? And I had to learn the hard way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now you come over, you got to bring a bottle. You feel me? Like, and, you know, so it was like you.
What about a 30-pack?
Your experiences of being a thing that broad. I consider myself a thing back door. Nobody called me that. I called myself that because of the situation I was putting myself in and dealing with the type of fellas that I was dealing with. So
something had to change.
It was either me stop dealing with dudes or me changing my perspective on characters. And I think go ahead, Black Boy.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, and it also has increased the situations of you running a criminal report on people that you are going to start seeing, and a background report.
That don't mean nothing either.
Yeah, but
that doesn't change anything. Believe me, it really doesn't.
You bring up a good point about
I feel like this. If you don't learn, that's the things that you go through supposed to make you strong. If you don't learn from your past, you're not going to be happy. You feel me? You're not supposed to trust everybody. Get to know that. I'm going to get to know this person before anything takes place.
But once again, that sounds good. But you know it's always the ones that's closest to you that hurt you the hardest, that hurt you the most, right?
Yeah.
I have to say something.
I can know this guy for 4 or 5 years, or you know, you have friends that you've been hanging out for 14 years, and then still turn around and bite you in the fucking neck. So, you know, it sounds good, but you know, once again, it's just all about you know your situation, how you handle.
You sound good though. You like the book world that kid, and I would not disagree with that. But you know what? That's God telling you right there. That's God telling you that it wasn't meant to be. Because he didn't cross you. If she or he didn't cross you then, it will cross you later on in the future.
You know, that brings up a good
point. You still with us, Brick?
That brings up a good point.
You feel
what
us? So, we're talking about
Dingbat. Oh, hey,
there's a couple on the phone, too. Anything happened for a reason. But if you don't realize that reason, you lost in the sauce. Anything happened for a reason. Men make mistakes, women make mistakes, but God don't.
Everybody makes mistakes, but man, don't take it to the extreme of ripping somebody off. That's bullshit right there.
Well, y'all missed the point altogether. Y'all really
Because
I realized that, you know, as soon as we start talking about men, it's a whole nother, everybody's on the defensive and nobody did that, et cetera, et cetera. It really wasn't, it did go over y'all heads. However, let's keep the show going. Let's not even dwell on that right there. We're going to go ahead and we're going to tell people to call in if you can.
805-830-8320.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you got on your mind, get it off your chest. Come on, we want to hear it.
Do you really want to hear it, John?
No, we don't.
Don't say
that, John. Okay. I've been on Facebook and I had a weird encounter because my sister's on Facebook. We talk. And this woman kept sending me friend requests just for the hell of it. Yeah, I accepted. And one day I was talking to my sister on Facebook and she popped and wanted to talk to me and it was kind of funny. It kind of started out like we're talking, except it was on Facebook. And she said, "What do you think of me?" I said, "Well, I don't know you that well." And all of a sudden she pops, you know, types this, "Well, what are you getting at? You know, I'm engaged to be married." And I said, "The hell with this." So I just took and went to where it says delete the friend request. And I got the, you know, not all women are like that, but she was being a total bitch. So I just deleted her and I never had no problems since. That's not like everybody else on my Facebook does that, but it just happened to be that one person.
Exactly.
Because, you know, more like, you know, I don't really let it bother me. Because, I mean, for one bad apple, there's a lot of good, yeah, there's a lot of good friends I got out there.
Man, we can't, man, look. Only God can judge. We can't judge. All we got to do is sit back and take.
Yeah. And I can name one person who I got on my Facebook, and it's up crushes on my Facebook page. I got Black Reporter. Yeah, I got some people, you know, I talk to once in a while, but I ain't gonna let one person mess my Facebook page up.
Black Reporter, reclaim your show, please.
Good. Well, good. Good evening, my little Debbie. Mm.
Please reclaim your show.
Debbie is not on it.
Oh, she's not?
No, I thought she hung up a long time ago.
That was Frank saying that.
That was good.
I could have sworn. Oh, okay. I thought I heard her laugh and everything.
I'm eating a little Debbie. Is that it?
She knows why I call her that, Lady C. But Lady C not on there. Okay, so we won't go through
the queen.
The queen, as the man would say it. But anyway,
what's up, you Black Reporter?
Good evening, Madame Pastor Brick, and welcome back. You are we are looking forward to your show. When you debut, Madame?
Come on, Twilight Zone. Black Reporter, what is your view on the topic today, please?
Okay. My view on the topic this evening is that a lot of people, we do have a lot of dingbat men, and a lot of men who will use women for whatever they can get them for.
Can get out of them.
And actually, that goes vice versa, too. You have a lot of women who can use men for whatever they can use them for. If they can get with a man, you know, I mean, I can't tell you the number of women that I've seen lately looking for
sugar daddy.
Unquote, exactly. I didn't even need to finish the sentence, and John finished it for me. Looking for the sugar daddy, looking for a man to take care of them. You know, where'd that come from?
But that brings out a good point. We got to get the women. We got to change that around so the guys will be looking for older women and have sugar.
Let me tell you something about that term, sugar daddy. Back in the days, men were not afraid to spend money to court a woman.
Mm.
Now you can't get a man to part with a dollar.
Mm.
Okay?
Oh,
it's a damn shame.
Mm.
Y'all don't want to spend no money on nothing.
You know why? Because we got so many weak-ass women out here that cater to that bullshit with bullshit man.
Weak ass women, we got all the fucking jobs and we the ones pulling in all the money. Y'all the one ain't got no damn money.
Y'all got
the money you said to get home and shit.
Okay, folks.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Hold the phone. Down, y'all.
What was that one song that James Brown made? It was called "It's a Man's World." Remember what the Godfather of Soul had a song? It's called "It's a Man's World."
But then, at the same time, remember how it ends? It would be nothing without a woman or a girl.
Amen.
You know.
But no, but hey, I think it's 50-50 because there are some women out there who will use men, but there's also men out there who will use women. You know.
True. So true.
But as I was
saying, honest to God, I see
men do not like to spend money on women anymore. Okay? It used to be something. I'm not even talking about paying their bills and shit. I'm talking about just in courting, walking down
the
street, buying her a rose, you know, taking her to dinner other than McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? I mean, actually, you know, picking her up, or if she needs to get home, putting her in a taxi cab. Y'all walking to the bus. You know, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, you think it's ridiculous. Also, wait a minute. So you got to tell me, you know why? So now you're going to speak for all the men now. Any other time you told me don't individualize, don't speak for all the men. Now you want to speak for all the men.
You know why? Because a lot of females don't respect their goddamn self.
Not all women.
And that's
not all women,
but yeah, a lot of women out there just to get high, smoke a bag of weed, just to get drunk, to fuck three or four motherfuckers. You feel me?
Right. So now we get
wrong with you. Because I don't know what women you know that smoke weed and fuck three or four niggas.
Hold up, Rick.
What town are you
in? Hell,
y'all. Rick, hold up.
Oh, shit, it's getting out of hand, Black Report.
Yeah, it is.
Let me say this for a moment. We have a person in the chat room right now, Know Your Enemy. He says he's right. It's what you allow and the stories females tell you to make them feel sorry for them. Then you think you are helping them and find out they are manipulating you. Okay, all right. In a sense, Les Child has hit the nail on the head when he made his last comment. Now, this is what we call a dingbat broad. This is a prime example of what we call a dingbat broad. So, taking that, what you just said, Bless, and running with it.
Yeah.
You know, Black Reporter, this is you. This is your show. You're supposed to be doing it.
You're supposed to be hiding.
Like, we finally got back to, we went 360, but we finally got back to where we need to be. We're talking about dingbat broads tonight. We can go back and forth, but tonight we are focused on dingbat broads. So, Black Report, with that being said, go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, and the thing is, we also come from different parts of the country where different things are happening. For example, Rick, and Blessed Child come from the Northeast, where things are a lot harder than they are here in the South. Just like you said earlier about, you know, Southern men and Southern women are curious. Exactly. Same thing with the Midwest. You know, you're supposed to have that hospitality and everything. And it's just the idea that we're not used to those things sometimes. You know, it's not like that, so to say. But it's the idea of somebody walking out with your stuff. That's uncalled for. That's stupid, you know.
Can I say one thing, though?
Go right ahead.
I got one thing I respect about Southern men. Not all of them like this. The majority of Southern men, man, they choose their woman. A up north nigga, they cross their own goddamn friend. You feel me? It's shicey out here in the north. You feel me? And I believe that. I could be wrong, but I truly believe that because the history of the South, why they get along so much, like, for example, can't predict anybody else. Like, there's a lot of strong females. There's a lot of strong black females out there. Look at the modeling game. That's why even I've been talking about models. They hold, they're easy to get to. That's why I fuck with model, pop bottles with models. But every model ain't like that. But if you got a strong model that don't believe in that, she gonna get that attention because she gonna get treated like the ones that really don't give a fuck about they self. Alright, I'm gonna fuck you to get this motherfucking photo shoot going on. But every model ain't like that. Like I said, it's the females too. Don't get me wrong, it's the females. They fall for the bullshit. But at the same time, it's these dumbass motherfuckers with money. You ain't gotta have money. It's these dumbass males that think that way. That shit been going on before Christ, man. That shit been going on since the Stone Age.
Uh-huh. You're right.
Well, people don't realize now we in a new motherfucking generation. Without a female, a male ain't shit. Without a male, a female ain't shit. And that's what we don't realize. We realize what we go by what everybody else think. You go by what somebody else think. You don't got your own brain.
Can I just say this? I was trying to, ladies, can I just say this? I was trying to get away from the male bashing, so to speak. People who have always said that Phone Fantasy Radio, or me, rather, I do a lot of male bashing on here. And I really was, guys. I did. That was the whole purpose of having men's night, where they can discuss what women do bad. We wasn't discussing
yeah.
what women do bad. We were focusing on the things that women do bad. But it seemed like every time we start going here, it somehow, some way, it falls back on a man. I'm just saying, this is what happened. Now, I'm going to do this right now, folks. It's going to five minutes. We're going into the top of the hour. You know what I'm saying? We're going to end this show right here. Because what we're going to do, what I've noticed what this show is doing is, we're going back and forth in a circle. And we're not getting anywhere. You know, it's supposed to be a fun show. People starting to catch feelings. We need to nip this in the bud, Black Reporter. We have fun.
Yeah.
Thanks, Little Debbie. Thanks to Pastor Chris. Thanks for John. You know, Black Reporter, you tried. You're gonna
brother,
say,
you tried.
And
you
this
tried.
Is a, this is a topic for the adult zone. This is a topic for the adult zone. So we gonna nip this in the bud early. What?
To me, it was a successful conversation, man. It was a successful conversation. Because mm-hmm. people realize, like you said, it seems like it don't go your way. You said, see, like people, truthfully, I think the females caught more feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And everything the male said on here from me, the Black Reporter, is it goes both ways. It's not just the male, it's the female, too. It's both ways.
But that's not how it's seeming, Black. I mean, bless child. What it's seeming is like, you know, you're saying two different things right now. You know, when we was talking about men, as far as female, when we were talking about females, it was like, okay, well, men do this. And now we're talking about the males. Oh, well, cool, females do this. Like, y'all going back and forth. Y'all flippy floppy right now. So what I want to do is, I'm going to nip this in the bud. I want to say, everybody, enjoy your weekend. Once again, we'll be back here for the Love on Top Tour. Talk about anti-love and all that good stuff.
Cheating,
being friends with your ex and all that, you know, the X Factor and all that stuff. That's going down this Tuesday. From 9 to 12. We'll be doing an after hour.
Ooh, that's right, man.
Can I say one thing, though? You probably don't heard of Ricky Snow. He's a comedian. He got on radio show now. That's what he said. He said, fuck the button. I heard the day was. He said, look, half of his female friends he cool with. You know why he see what happened to his female friends? He's like, basically, he's trying to say that I'm fucking him or not. I'm here to walk.
What?
But I don't want her going around talking about, yo, man, he's a fucked up nigga, this, he don't do this, this and that. But what he trying to say in the conversation is, look, if we friends, if you need me, I'm there for you. It might don't work out, even though it might start out, we kind of go in a relationship, but even though it don't work out in a relationship, if you need me, I'm there for you.
Amen.
And every man don't think like that. You feel me? And truthfully, you got females that, I realize what females go through, man, because I knew what my mom went through.
Amen.
All right. You know, like I said, we nipping it in the bud right now, bless. There's nothing else to talk about.
See you guys on the 14th.
Right. We out of here. We out of here.
Happy Valentine's Day, baby.
What we're going to do is go back and do
that.
I understand what you're saying.
Didn't go through this to females night.
Exactly. We didn't.
Exactly.
We did not go through this on females night. We didn't go through this with females. This is supposed to be men's night, right? And yet we just going around in a circle.
No, you know, you're absolutely right. This has been nice, so maybe I should just get off the line, and then the men can continue. Because you're right, it's men's night. Let's put it on men's night.
Go
ahead,
and, you know, you can just mute me.
Crush.
I won't say anything. Let
the
men have their night crush, because it's only fair.
It's not even about
and, you know, you can go back to just being on the sidelines.
It's not about it being fair or not. What I'm saying is we ain't talking about what we came to talk about. You get what I'm saying? It's just I'm attacking this generation, this generation attacking this one, and they flippy floppy. Like, y'all not really saying nothing at the end of the day. You get what I'm saying? Nobody's saying nothing or nobody's getting what each other's saying. So my thing is, let's nip it in the bud. But Black Reporter, what you want to do, Black Reporter? If this is Men's Night, this is Black Reporter show, what you want to do? Because as far as I know, I can hit the end episode button right now, and everybody go back doing what the hell they was doing. On a Friday night. You feel me?
Yeah. This was a good idea, went the wrong way. So I wish you all have a good weekend, and I will see some of y'all on Monday. Are we going to have Rickness on Monday?
No.
It's going to be on Tuesday.
It'll be on. Okay.
What is it
again?
Rickness on Monday? Where did
that come
from? Huh? Where did that come from? See how Black Reporter don't listen, y'all? This is why I get on Black Reporter. Black Reporter don't listen. No Black Reporter. There's no Monday show. It's just Tuesday. Did I not say Tuesday?
You say, though. I'll show next. It's not
Tuesday.
No, it's not Tuesday.
I can't understand you, Brick. I mean, I'm sorry. I can't understand you. Your phone is muffled.
There's a lot of things that Ms. Brick disagree with, but there's a lot of things that you said that I do agree with. You feel me? So it's not the show. It's real topic. So a person can spill it over real topic.
It's very volatile topic.
It's what? Because
there's a lot of things that Brick said that I agree with.
But it's a very volatile topic.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we don't need to go there. Okay.
We can go there. Listen to me, Black Reporter. We can go there. However, we are going back and forth in a circle, Bless. This is what I'm saying.
But we should all. I don't think he wants the show to end, Crush. So,
no, but listen to what I'm saying.
I'll be good.
Y'all going around in a circle.
No, they got a song called that, too.
I'm bashing females like I'm bashing men. Because I don't believe it, all right, because I'm a man, I'm a dog. Nah, I don't believe in that shit. I know there's a lot of good females out there, so I bash men just like I bash females. You feel me? If you fit that script, that's you. Because there's a lot of good females out there. There's like a lot of good men out there. It's like a lot of good men out there. It's who you choose.
Okay.
My thing is you can't blame anybody. Don't get it wrong. You're supposed to be secure and look out and open your mind up and see, because it won't happen again. But at the same time, it's like me saying, as I go through a relationship with a chick, and she was dirty. I can't knock the next chick for that. But at the same time, I'm going to realize and I'm going to go harder and I'm going to do more investigation. You feel me? It ain't about bashing men, it ain't bashing chicks. The ones that should be bashed, the ones that needed to be bashed. It's not just like a female thing or a male thing to me.
Yeah.
You feel me? Does it sound like a chicken? Is it chicken?
Well,
I got love for both sides, man. I don't take sides. I speak the truth. I don't take sides. Is you wrong? I don't care if you're a family member. I don't care if you're my sister, my brother. If you're wrong, I'm going to tell you wrong, whether you're a male or female. And we don't hear enough of that. The point blank is everybody need to be individual, everybody to be they self, man. Don't follow nobody. It ain't wrong with following somebody if they got good advice. But they don't got good advice, don't follow them. Use your own mind, man. Use your own brain.
So true. And on that note, we will see.
I can tell males, from a male point of view, I can tell you like 3 or 4 best friends of mine that lost good women because they worried about what their boy think about them. You can't worry about what your boy think about you. It's like a vice versa. With a chick, you can't worry about what your chick tell you about you. Misery is a company. If they misery, if they miserable, they gonna try to bring you down with you. Because a real friend won't bring you down to the dirt.
But as they say, if we always did for what the other person said about us, we would never do what we want to do.
Sure.
You know.
Exactly.
On that note, I think we're going to call it a night, folks. Because let's go ahead and say goodnight. And let's go ahead and say goodnight while we're on the most decent terms. Because earlier I was afraid that we were going to come out of here with people not liking other folks in the room for whatever they may have said or may have misunderstood or whatever. So, and I don't want that to happen. So I would rather cut it short.
I'm serious.
It really is that serious, Bert. You feel me? It really is. It may not be that serious to you, but it really is that serious. Because, you know, when people get into a certain mode, and that mode is cold enough, the littlest stuff can be true. You feel me?
Exactly. Exactly.
So, on that note, everybody have a blessed weekend. We'll be back here
Tuesday.
You're
on the 14th.
We'll be back here Tuesday, Valentine's Day, 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. If you want to roll with us, you know the number, you know the link, hit us up on Facebook, and, you know, back and forth, you can do y'all.
All right.
Bye,
y'all.
Black quarter. Wow.
Did he leave already?
Did he get out?
He just got knocked off.
Man. Take over, Crush. No.
He just got knocked off. So, from what time it was, fuck that. Get out of here. Bye, y'all.
Bye, honey.